We begin the current daf in the Sechta Zivam Asaf Yitches. We begin them at Alf. We begin Tezmas. We begin with the Gemara. But heading to the Maimer. So why do we mention Maimer? Oh, that's just Lafuke Mibeshame. That's just a conclusion Mibeshame. Most definitely, even without Maimer, we would say the Halacha. But what we're coming to say is the other way. Mibeshame says it's a Kenyan Gomer. According to them, would be totally exempt. That's what's saying. The Chiddush is on the Chiletzit part, not on the Inim Shabemis part. Which Tanya says, Tim, it's a wonder, because the Matzok, the Mishnah, 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 why do we have to have a teaching in two different places to exclude from the Pinim Mishnah? Because the Kamon, Perigdal, Arach, and the Gemara, later on, the Balaam, and the Mav, says, Gabi Gimelach, and by the case of three brothers, we have Shnaim, Mehem, Nisum, Mishnah, Chais, Vachulu, when you have two brothers married to two sisters, etc. We're Ketoni, Namadir, also it says, Asa, Ba, Maimah, Meis, that Hashem did a Maimah, and then he died, oh, so then Chalet, Ba, Mishnah, Bemis. Rashi says in the Gemara, then the same thing would be. I would have the loss of the Maimon. Truth is, even if the Maimon was not them, because like we're saying here in Asugi, the Yeshika. Why do we say Maimon? But why would you need a source into the Mishnais, a special extra element, a variable of Maimon, takes Kuv Mishnami in two places? Shlomi says what you could say is the Ilav Mishnai say, if we did not have an extra text, we would have inferred from the Mishnah in the simple understanding, because the Mashmah sounds like, the simple reading actually sounds like that Dafka Asaba Maimer. No, specifically because a Maimer was made, that's why the Halacha is Chiletzes, but without a Maimer, that maybe could also even do Yibim, because there would be no Zika, and it would not be considered as a Tzara Sarva. That's why we need an extra Mishnah to tell you, no, yes, Zika. So why saying Asaba Maimer is to exclude from that of Beishame? But now Tesis says, well, this is all according to the Madam Yer Zika. According to one who holds Ein Zika, actually, to the contrary, it actually is because of Maimer. So then, why are you repeating the same halacha two times? So, says Tesis, but Abdam Ein Zika, according to Abdam, that says that Ein Zika, Sabah, he holds, no, because the Misvar Habim in Yer Zika. I would have thought to say that, oh, because the Zika, that's why the halacha is the way it is. And we love Mishnah Yisrael, and if not for the extra Mishnah, I would have said the Nakar Nosav Maimer Lafuk Mishnah. I would have said that because, like the other Mandama, that why say Nosav Maimer only Kolikzum Beishamai, and that's why you're saying Chaletzes. Therefore, you have to say the Mishnah another time to say that no, the reason is not is because of Ein Zika to say that that's the primary reason, and actually the whole Halacha only is because of that there's a Maimer. Next test master beginning with the Gemara Hamani. Who is this that holds Ein Zika? Is Reb Meir. Which Tais explains, because they tell him the same. And the end of that price that actually says, Dibri Meir. But then Tais says, based on what the Gemara is saying over here, La'il, the problem we've seen originally, the Gemara is from the Mishnah that said, Asa Maimer Chiletzes, which sounds like that specifically when there's Maimer des Chiletzes, because of Ein Zika. So, truth is, the Gemara could have explained that the reason the Mishnah holds Ein Zika is because I'm under the Meir, like the Gemara is saying over here, why we have to give a whole teretz. So the Gemara, no, El Denich Letzurutzi, Stama the Mesnin Kabasin, because we wanted to say an anonymous Mishnah, is like the man the Amar, who holds that Yeshika. Yeah, we could have said that that's holding Ein Zika and it's going like a man, therefore it wouldn't be difficult, but we'd rather say that the anonymous Mishnah is even like the man the Amar, who holds Yeshika. The next test master, they begin with the Gemara, Hanim Betri Bati Kasyan, they're coming from two different Batim, which Taisa says, Halosha Magumgum, the wording is a little bit in error. Because the mashm, the wording indicates the efshalem lisim baisecha, as if they could be from the same brother, which obviously two sisters cannot be from the same brother. And therefore, v'lhavel l'meim etzvei, shouldn't have said more. Ela rather, should have just said v'yein zika, and there's no zika, haliyam chad b'chul, this one should be yam one, this one also one, and not said these words of the dimim maschil, l'han mitrei b'ati kasin, because that's misleading. It sounds like as if they could be from one bais, which obviously they cannot be. The next test of maschil begins to come on, because he holds, aslavat mitzvah yavnen, that you now let nullify the mitzvah of yibum. Which Taisa says that obviously Hadalik Rabbi Kiva. This is obviously not like Rabbi Kiva. I mean, this is going the four brothers to in the marriage to a sister, and they died. That you have to chalitza not yibim because if you do yibim, then maybe after that the second brother will die, and then again it's nullifying the mitzvah of yibim. Says Taisa, why? Because Rabbi Kiva kicholitz even like you're saying. So kicholitz nami even going to make him do chalitza still bitumatz yavmin. Why? Because that the darsh bar prayer kachilitz, because if actually the second brother would die, the Gemara tells later in the Mdalman Alf that he expounds bayis chalitz, it says in the singular, which I cause of kachal beisai, but not so much the singular, but it's called bayis chalitz. It's the house of the chalitza, that the woman that he does chalitza to is like a grusha of his, that's considered his house, like as if it was his wife, and if it's forbidden on the relatives. And based on that, it doesn't help that the first one does chalitza versus yibim, because either way, it's going to have the same problem that the brother would die. So obviously, this halacha of requiring chalitza instead of yibim, because the muscle about the yibim would not be according to Rabbi Kiva. Then next is Mahta, beginning with the Gemara, Dilma, the Biyam Chad, Mayasidach, Bechulu, maybe If the first one is going to do Yivim, second brother might die. And again, like we said, you can be involved with Yivim. But on this idea of maybe me at Mayis Idoch, Tosfos asks the second lock. He says, wait a second. Harabanan, the Rabbanan, Lemisa Lechashru, they are not concerned for death. Where do we find they're not concerned for death? Because the Leslu, they don't hold Shemisakon Leisha Acher Shemitamas Ishtu, as the Sechta Yuma starts off, regarding that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. They don't have to have a lady in waiting, just in case maybe his wife is going to die. And Remei Gufei, May himself, he's not concerned that maybe the flask is going to break when you're going separating chumas in that's in the flask itself. Neither is concerned that maybe the husband's going to die. Peregal Geddon, which in Geddon Afkav Chasam and Alf regarding having the wife, regarding eating chuma, regarding the Gittin. So the question is, why over here is Remeir being concerned that maybe the husband is going to die? And that's why he says that the first brother cannot do Yimas to Chalitza. What do you mean? They're not concerned for maybe someone's going to die. So it's efficiently you can say is the alta dafka lechash, right? For immediacy, when it's immediate, yeah, they're not concerned that someone's going to die, like just over a day of Kippur. But here it could take a long gap where one brother is going to do chalitza even after his fellow brother had been a long time ago. After a long amount of time, then we are concerned maybe someone's going to die, and that's l'kol yam according to everyone. Because the Tais explains, even though by compares Shem and Meis L'Shem Yamas, the concern about maybe someone did die, or maybe someone is going to die, he holds the same thing. And that maybe someone died. Remei is not concerned even for a long period of time. It's not like learning the Mishnah over there and getting. If a non-Kohenis, a woman who is not a Kohenis, gets married L'Kohen to a Kohen, and her husband goes overseas, she could continue eating chum b'cheskes shukaim, presuming that he's still still alive, and even though it's a long period of time, obviously according to Meir, we're not concerned that maybe he died. So if so, according to Abaye, that compares maybe someone's going to die or maybe someone did die. You see, you're not concerned maybe someone's going to die even for a long period of time. So wait a second, but now b'shmeit nasik Abaye, also he's going like Abaye, because Abaye was the one that started this whole question from the brice of the two brothers. Now, the mashma, the kiblim and the abaya. Sounds like that by accepted the Gemara's answer that it's going to like a mayor holds in Zika. And the reason why this chalitza is because Shalay is batl. Now, according to Abaya, Mayor is not concerned someone's going to die, meaning he's not concerned someone did die, which, and he compares die in the past to the future. So, how could you say that according to Mayor, you're concerned for a long period of time, maybe someone's going to die, if it's going like Abaya, who's not concerned even for a long period of time? So it says Taisis, now this Abaye in Gittin Chav Ches and Aleph compares Shema Meis L'Shema Yomos, past to the future. Limidam Lugamri, it's not a complete comparison. L'Shema Yomos L'Alter, rather, regarding maybe someone dying immediately, that truly compares L'Shema Meis L'Zman Meruba to someone, if someone maybe did die after a long period of time. But regarding maybe someone will die for a long period of time, you're right, even according to Meir, he would be concerned. And therefore, what we say over here, that we're concerned that maybe after the first brother does even, second brother who might wait a long time might die, that would be concerned even according to Reb Meir. As Taisa proves his point, that you can't compare Shem and Meis L'Shem Yomas totally, because Taisa, you should know, the little gamim and it's not totally comparable, because the Halu Reb Yehuda, the Chayish L'Shem Yomas La'alter, Reb Yehuda is concerned, as the Gemara says in the beginning, it says, Yuma, that you have to pay another wife for the Kohen Gadol and Gibor, because he's concerned that maybe the wife is going to die, even though it's a small amount of time. If you're going to say that he would be concerned for maybe someone will die immediately, then if that's the case, so then Aisha's coin shirts and balmin pezach beisoy anytime the wife of a coin that her husband just leaves the house shouldn't be able to eat truma unless she literally sees her husband alive in front of her, because you have to be concerned that maybe he died. So obviously, no, they're different, because it's not exactly the same thing that we presume that the person is still alive, because that we're concerned maybe someone will die, but we're not concerned that someone did die, and therefore we presume that he's still alive. So as we're saying over here, for Meir, that we're differentiating between the past and the future, that for the future, L'chman Meruba, we are concerned. Then let's go back to the primary idea of the Dibur Maschil. Says, okay, you're telling me that the first one has to do Chalitza and not Yivam, because we're concerned with this Demadriyad Mchad Ma'is Idach. But the Lachlitz Chad, okay, so let the first one do Chalitza, but the Hodl Yavam Idach, at least the second guy do Yivam, because it's like the Mechel Bidl Yavam, there's no more concern for Bidl Yivam, that's all for this, if the second one would die, the second one's still alive, so let him do Yivam, and the first one will do Chalitza, because then Again, if he did Yibam, then he's not going to do anything with the second one. But if the first one did Chalitza, let's say, why both have to do Chalitza? This is what you can say, is the Gezunan Dima Osli Yam Bereshah. No, if we let the second guy do Yibam and the first one Chalitza, we're concerned that maybe the first one's going to end up doing Yibam, so which would come into this problem of possible, so we don't let any of them do Yibam. But Yvan Pirashi gives a different interpretation. It says, no, Trim Vishas Nafilo, because at the time of Nafilo, when both fell in front of both of them, then it's not fit for both of them. As long as one did not do Chalitza to one of them, because you have over here the concern of Bittul Mitzyabman. So since the first moment it wasn't fit for Yibum, so then it's not going to take effect anymore, because once you didn't have it, it doesn't come back, the mitzvah, and you remain with the Yisrael Shesach. Which is a difficult interpretation, because the Yisrael Shenavla Tchila, the one that at least fell first, she should be permitted kichol slashni when you do chalitza to the second one, because to have a yavama shahutra benesek, that's like a yavama who was permitted, then became forbidden, and then the halacha is when you remove the what made it forbidden, the tachzla tradition, it does go back to its original heter. So there, that doesn't fully really answer the question why would you not be able to, at least if it was the first one, to go ahead, and if the chalitza was done to the second one, to do yibam to the first one. If she does mean, fine. And if not, Tam Ashtagla, she should wait until the minder becomes older. Now, Pishbuk and Jerash explains who should wait. Tam to Gedaila, let the older sister wait, who's married to, who is the widow, Ashtagla Gitan, until the minder who's married to the Yavam becomes older, and then she's excluded. But since it's Vaina Lashon Mashmakim, but the wording doesn't sound like this, because the Lahav Lamim Halazu shouldn't say this one, Ella rather, but Tetim Shemach Haisisha, she gets excluded because she's now the wife's sister, because her the tamtin nami agudelikar, because the waiting was also going on the older sister, and since you already started talking about it, you should have just said that she waits and not said halazu. So Elanir rather says it appears the tamtin hakatana, who should wait? The minor should wait. What's she waiting? What is she waiting? She should wait milivel from having cohabitation with her husband, actually until she becomes an adult. Because I will look at town, also liberal, because as a minor, no, it would be forbidden for her to have beer. Why? As Tay says, Avagab the Saba in Zika, although he holds Ein Zika. So what's the problem? There's no real relationship over here. Like, she's not a chizakuka of her adult sister who is a Yavama. But still, since it's Mechua, though, it's disgusting, because given Baha'i Biel and Mitra Gedel, since with the beer that he's doing with his wife that's a minor, it's not going to exempt the Gedel, and still the mitzvah is still going to be there until she becomes an adult, and then she's excluded as a chiz ishta. And therefore, that Tamtin is going in the minor that she should not have beer until she becomes an adult.